From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. More than 40% of voters in Spain's Catalonia region defied the central government Sunday, voting overwhelmingly for independence.
Lo de avui és una victòria de la ciutadania.
Several thousand gathered in Barcelona to celebrate, among them Josep, who said the vote was a victory for the people despite what he called state aggression, a reference to police efforts to interrupt the referendum. Hundreds more were injured.
Avui Catalunya ha guanyat molts referèndums.
Catalan President Carles Puigdemont said the people of Catalonia won the right to be heard, respected, and recognized. He's expected to make a declaration of independence within 48 hours. But Spanish Foreign Minister Alfonso Dast has said the central government has a duty to uphold the law.
We have offered dialogue without naturally accepting a precondition, which is the holding of an illegal referendum.
Spanish analyst Carlos Castillo of the Atlantic Council said he expects the independence declaration to be made.
The question is if they feel that this is a legitimate move or not. I think they will go ahead and they'll do it, trying to force Europe or, you know, the European Commission to jump into this, or trying to force the Spanish government to negotiate.
The ballot has no legal standing. It's been blocked by Spain's constitutional court. The port of the Libyan city Benghazi was officially reopened Sunday for the first time in 3 years after fighting for control of the country's second-largest city erupted between rival factions. Islamist forces were expelled from Benghazi in July by elements of the Libyan National Army commanded by military strongman Khalifa Haftar, whose allegiance lies with the Eastern administration. Meanwhile, new UN envoy Ghassan Salameh opened Libyan political transition talks in Tunis Sunday. This is VOA News. A final delegation is due in Gaza Monday, including the Palestinian Authority Prime Minister, in the latest effort to reconcile with Hamas. Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fishback, who watches the Middle East closely, said unity has remained elusive over the past decade.
Many ordinary people in Gaza, according to various media reports, remain skeptical. But I do think the Middle East in general has gone through such remarkable changes in the last 6 or 7 years, and even more in the short term from that, that I think there really is a possibility that this one could work.
However, he acknowledges there are obstacles, including the future of the Hamas army and future relations with Israel. Two women, one from Vietnam, the other from Indonesia, Monday pleaded not guilty as their trial into the murder of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother got underway in Kuala Lumpur. Indonesia's ambassador to Malaysia, Rusti Kirana, is watching the legal proceedings closely.
As the ambassador of Indonesia, we have to support our citizens. Regarding what the law in Malaysia, we have to respect and let the court process how it should be. But again, we have to stand by to our citizen.
The women were arrested after allegedly killing Kim Jong-nam by rubbing a toxic nerve agent in his face February 13th at the city's airport. They claim they were persuaded their action was part of a prank for a TV reality show. They face the death penalty if convicted. A quarterly survey by the Bank of Japan showed business confidence at its strongest in a decade. The good news for the world's third biggest economy coming as Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called a snap election for this month in a bid to extend his rule. Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rossello Sunday said the number of residents of the Caribbean island in shelters following Hurricane Maria has decreased significantly. He also said the number of U.S. military personnel to help in cleanup operations is on the rise.
The DOD has increased their presence from 4,600 about 36 hours ago to about 6,400.
But almost a week and a half after the powerful Category 5 storm devastated the U.S. territory, about half the island's 3.4 million residents lack access to clean drinking water. Most still are without electricity. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has insisted he will not allow secessionist movements to dismember the country. The West African country faces breakaway efforts in the southeast region formerly known as Biafra, the Niger Delta, and by Boko Haram. A 38-year-old Ontario provincial lawmaker and practicing Sikh, Jagmeet Singh, was elected Sunday to head the new left-leaning New Democratic Party in Canada, the first non-white politician to head a national party with national aspirations. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.